This is Bhargav Reddy of APAC-Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Friday, 29th of February. Firstly, in Bangladesh, a fire reportedly engulfed an office tower in Benani Commercial District in Dhaka, killing 25 people yesterday. More than 73 others were injured in the fire. The number of victims could increase as the blaze trapped others in the 24-floor building. Fire disasters regularly hit Bangladesh's main cities, where safety standards are notoriously lax. On February 21st, a fire killed 70 people and injured 50 others in Dhaka's Old Quarter. In November 2012, a fire that swept a 9-story garment factory near Dhaka killed 11 workers. Clients are advised to avoid the Benani Commercial District as the authorities are working to bring the situation under control. The site of the fire has been cordoned off, and the emergency services in the area are likely to cause traffic congestion and delays. In India, yesterday the government of Pakistan said it has found no links between militants detained during a crackdown on Islamist organizations and the February 14 suicide bombing in Pulwama. Indian government responded saying that Pakistan continues to be in denial about terrorists operating from its soil. Pakistan said that the dossier with evidence on terror camps in Pakistan and terror groups involved in the February 14 suicide attack is unactionable. The response from Pakistan is likely to perpetuate tensions between the two countries. India has been seeking concrete steps against the terror groups involved in the suicide attack in Pakistan. The Financial Action Task Force on Thursday expressed dissatisfaction over action against 8 major proscribed organizations in Pakistan. The third and the last round of 3-day talks between Pakistan and the FATF's Asia Pacific group concluded today in Islamabad. The group was briefed by Financial Monitoring Union about the steps taken to regulate suspected financial transactions. The delegation was apprised of various steps, including freezing of bank accounts and confiscation of property, as well as actions taken against financial institutions and companies. Pakistan has been under international pressure since February 14th attack on Indian paramilitary forces at Pulwama to act on terror groups in the country. The FATF delegation expressed reservations over lack of cooperation among law enforcement agencies and their procedure of taking action against the terror groups. Pakistan confiscated property owned by Islamist organizations, including Jamaat-ul-Dawa and Jaish-e-Mohammed. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts, and assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.